have two more cases on the docket, as far as I can discern. One case having been waived. The next case we'll call them here is Pacheco and Masonry. Now, J.P. Masonry. Pacheco and J.P. Masonry. Is anyone here on the James B. Spear and Narada Amari case?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. All right, sir.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Good afternoon.
Brian Basta for the appellant, Mr. Paul Pacheco.
Any time for rebuttal, sir?
2 minutes, please.
Thank you.
Your Honors, we ask this court to reverse the Workers' Compensation Commission and hold that the end-of-life blade XT is necessary.
Mr. Basta, can I interject a quick question? I mean, there's no question that your heart goes out to your client for this grievous issue. But can you point to me where, anywhere in the record, a doctor says that the X-Blade is a medical necessity?
I can, Your Honor.
Okay, I'd be happy to hear where.
And while you're looking for it, I'm going to read to you the commission's findings. We do not find the end-of-life blade constitutes necessary medical attention for which the appellee is responsible under the terms of the Act. While this device would certainly be beneficial to his active lifestyle, we do not find the statute obligates the respondent to pay for this prosthetic appliance. There are limits on the range of benefits afforded injured workers under the statute. And in this case, we find your client has failed to prove that the end-of-life blade XT is medically necessary.
Is that the commission's holding? Of the
yes, sir.
Judge Daly, 54 is what I would.
I'm sorry, what?
Page 54.
64?
54. Can you read that to us?
54. At the end of, this is a letter from Dr. Jones, his treating physician. Towards the end, he says, moreover, Mr. Pacheco would also benefit from a running foot. The end-of-life blade XT is built for cross-training activities. Whether he is working out at the gym or running a marathon, this foot is made to withstand the sport-specific stresses. This would improve his quality of life and would be extremely beneficial to him as a whole person.
Well, there's no doubt that's what the doctor says. He says, but isn't there a contrast between how he views the Elan boot and the end-of-life blade? He says the Elan boot is medically necessary, and he says, this is Dr. Jones's letter?
Correct.
And he says, but the endolite would be very beneficial.
Certainly different language, I would agree with that.
In the same letter.
In the same letter, I agree.
Yeah.
However.
Do you have another site to which you'd like to refer me?
Well, I think page 59, the prosthetist, I understand he's not a medical doctor. But
okay.
If you also take that in context with what Dr. Neufeld said, which was the IME, he deferred to the prosthetist. And the prosthetist, again, recommended this device. If this appeal is going to come down to...
But let me ask you this, and I appreciate your attempt to help us understand. But the analytical framework for extremely beneficial is different from the analytical framework for medically necessary. You know, it'd be my hope or wish that Mr. Pacheco could get the full benefit of anything out there that's available to him to make his quality of life better. To me, that's the easy case. But it's almost like what we used to say back in law school, we don't have the magic words. The magic words, medically necessary, which would then basically trigger our ability to say that, okay, there is a factual predicate for making the determination that all of us would instinctively like to make.
Sure. And if that's where Your Honor is on that point, then I think my appeal is in trouble, I would say. But
it's not where Judge Alston or I am. Isn't that the law?
Certainly, Your Honor. But again, if you read all the medical reports in context, I think you can reach the conclusion that it was medically necessary. And that's not where the commission came down on it. In my view, okay, the commission's decision was not about whether we met our burden of proof on a factual basis. They came down on a legal basis, that it didn't fit into a new definition of what meets the criteria for a prosthetic device. That's where my argument really lies, and it's based on the Vasquez case.
So you think that in the absence of any evidence, any medical evidence, that this device was medically necessary, that there was another basis upon which the commission could have awarded this? And if so, what's that other basis?
I don't believe that there was an absence of medical evidence in support of it.
Well, okay, but what is your answer to my question?
If there was an absence of a factual basis, I wouldn't have pursued the case in the first place.
that's a very candid and appreciated answer, counsel.
But the Elon foot was agreed to by the defense, mm-hmm.
Because it was cheaper.
Perhaps not.
Wasn't.
That might be a better answer for counsel for the employer insurer, but the end-of-life blade is not very expensive. And that also leads me to the majority commission's reliance upon the City of Salem case. We're talking about a four-year degree program. This is not vocational retraining. This is not what this case is about. This is a very specific issue of whether a prosthetic device it's appropriate for him.
So your argument in essence is that the Endolite blade may not be appropriate in all circumstances where a prosthetic device is necessary, but based upon the unusual circumstances and facts of this case and the very active and proven lifestyle of this particular claimant, the Endolite blade is medically necessary for him.
Precisely.
But counsel, you again, excuse me, Judge Alston just gave you the perfect answer of yes. But ultimately, of course, your own doctor says that, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I would defer to certified prosthesis for the recommendations, but the Endolite XT running blade is not medically necessary for him to return to stated pre-injury activities. So, you know, if that's the standard, and we agree that it is, you may disagree with those, but unfortunately case law tells us it is, then you know, you wish that your case could be determined based on what Judge Alston just stated to you. Would that be a fair assessment, sir?
Well, certainly I would, but I would also say that particular medical record you're referring to, I believe, is the IME doctor. That was Dr. Neufeld. Mm-hmm. And so, again, if you take the three statements from the three individuals, one being a certified prosthetist, obviously not a medical doctor, but if you take those three statements in context, it supports medical necessity. And again, I believe my reading of the commission's opinion is that I lost on a legal basis, because the commission has now defined a prosthetic device and approval of a prosthetic device differently than they have in the past. They're now taking the position that it must return the claimant to gainful employment. And that is just not consistent with any of the other decisions that have discussed this specific issue, prosthetic devices. This, if you were to reverse the commission, I do not believe that it will expand the claimant's rights. It's only going to be specific to this particular case because of how high functioning he was prior to.
Well, are you saying that a determination of medical necessity should be a function of the worker's prior physical capabilities? I mean, that seems to be what you're saying. This particular guy was very active, and he was, obviously. And therefore, we should have a different standard. Are you saying that?
I think, well, the law is that you take the claimant how they are.
Yeah.
This was a very active claimant.
Yes.
And I don't want to continue to go back to the medical evidence because I think we've
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to go back to it either.
But given this particular claimant, there was a suggestion that this device would help him and it would be beneficial for him.
Well, there's no question, but that's the case.
What you're concerned about is a static rule that says that in circumstances such as this, a type of Indolite blade such as suggested in this case seems to be precluded because of a static rule that the commission has apparently developed in this particular fact.
Yes.
Case.
Okay. I have a concern for future cases just the way that it was defined by the commission. I think they've changed baskets, and that concerns me for the body of law for claimants in the future.
So if we were to write an opinion disagreeing with your result that you intending, you would want this to be a very narrow opinion.
I would, because again, I think that this is specific to this particular claim.
And an unpublished one.
However the court desires.
All right, sir. You'll save the rest of your time for rebuttal, sir. Thank you. Bowfinger?
Yes. Thank you, Court. I don't want to be a dead horse, as you all have.
Now, let me ask you this, counsel. If the commission had come back and said, in this particular case, and used the magic words, that this Indolite blade was medically necessary, would you be here?
Well, I think that, are you talking about the doctor saying it was medically necessary?
And the commission coming to that determination, yes.
Well, I think we would be here just for the mere fact that the doctor never said it was medically necessary. And I think, and I would agree that this is a different case, had the doctor said those magic words and explained himself. If you look at the brief excerpt in Dr. Jones's letter, page 54, he first addresses the Elon foot. He explains that it is, quote, reasonable and necessary. And then he goes on to explain why it's necessary.
Just out of curiosity, is the Elon foot more expensive than the Indolite blade?
The Elon foot is very expensive.
Is it more expensive than the Indolite blade?
We never received billing for the Indolite blade, so I'm not on the record. I don't know. However, prior to the Elon foot, the appellant had a rigid ankle prosthetic. Mm-hmm. And so that was the change from
so in your view, there was some accommodation to his active lifestyle.
True. The Elon foot has a microprocessor ankle, so it allows the terrain, also adjusts.
You can supinate and pronate with it as opposed to being static.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Dr. Jones said in the letter that the rigid prosthetic would eventually lead to early onset osteoarthritis just because it would affect the claimant's knees, hips, and back in the future. And then if you go down a couple sentences, Dr. Jones merely states that the Indolite blade would be beneficial. And I think we can all agree that necessary and beneficial are two different meanings. Necessary being a term of art under the Act. I mean, you have to prove that the medical treatment sought is reasonable, necessary, and causally related to the work accident.
All right. I think we understand the argument, counsel. Is there anything else you want to add? All right, very good. Matters presented. Do you want to say anything in rebuttal, sir?
I don't believe so, Your Honor. Unless you have.
Right. Well, we always appreciate when counsel prepare good briefs, present the matters well, orally, and let us get about resolving the matters best we can. So we appreciate your presentation. We'll come down and greet counsel.